A lucky escape. For most of us, getting up and out of the house every day is the hardest part of our day. Once we're out, what we do next is just second nature. But would it be easy without your sight and your trusted cane from the second you stepped outside your door? Every year on October 15, International White Cane Day is held to raise awareness about the incredible importance of the white cane and how much it increases the independence and mobility of someone with sight loss. Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT provides a range of mobility aids, including guide dogs, but by far the majority of people we support actually choose a white cane as their mobility aid. This year marks 96 years since an Englishman who lost his sight in an accident invented the long cane and painted it white to make it more visible to others. For many people, a white cane can mean the difference between getting around safely. This is especially true when it comes to crossing the road, which can be very stressful and often terrifying for people with sight loss. A Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT survey showed that a horrifying 1 in 2 people with vision loss have had a near miss when crossing the road. Even more frightening is the fact that 1 in 12 have actually been hit by a vehicle. 7 years ago, Jennifer Parry was seconds away from being hit by a car. The only thing between them was a white cane, which came off second best.
I heard the sound from the traffic lights indicating I could go, and I waited a couple of seconds in case there was a car, but I didn't hear one. I proceeded to cross, only to be shocked to a halt when a car smashed into my white cane. It totally crushed the tip. A few seconds later, and it would have been me.
Jennifer was lucky to escape unscathed. And while she has slowly regained her confidence and independence, crossing the road safely is a daily challenge.